Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, November 20th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, more than 700 staff members at Spectrum Health's 14 West Michigan hospitals have tested positive for COVID-19 since November 1st. Case investigations by the health system point to a majority contracting the disease out in the community rather than at work. Two, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said Thursday that Pfizer and its partner BioNTech intend to file for emergency use for authorization at the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine today. Pfizer and BioNTech are currently in phase 3 trials on the vaccine, as is Moderna. And number one, President Donald Trump will meet Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky at the White House today. Both Chatfield and Shirky say so far they have no plans for any long-shot maneuvers aimed at the legislature naming an alternate set of electors for the state of Michigan. And that's where we start this Friday, November 20th. Welcome to it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. I should have just slept here last night at the old studio here at Hillsdale. I was in late last night taping a podcast, and turned it around, went home, and came back, 5 o'clock this morning. I've slept at radio stations before, during severe weather, mostly snowstorms, right? You want to be behind a snowdrift at home and unable to get to the studio. So I've done it before. I didn't do it this time. It is helpful, though, that I chose to live only about 4 minutes from campus. It's not bad. A lot of our professors here at Hillsdale actually live within walking distance of campus, which is pretty convenient. I could walk. I drive 4 minutes to and from campus each day. But so happy to be here guest hosting for Steve on this Friday. He'll be back on Monday, but a whole lot to get to during our three scant hours together this morning. As always, we'll never hit all the things we want to talk about today, but we'll try to hit the most important ones. Coming up throughout the program today, hour one, Michaela Stiles, representative for Strike Down the Shutdown. That rally is today, this afternoon. We'll preview it with Michaela. Pat Kolbeck, former state senator, former candidate for governor, will join us in this hour number one. Hour two featuring Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, talking about the data on some of these COVID restrictions and school restrictions. New York City shutting down schools once again, all the way down to kindergarten level. Congressman Tim Walberg in hour number two. Dr. Khalil Habib, friend and colleague from here at Hillsdale College, talk about the Great Reset and preview that in a little bit. I don't know how much you know about the Great Reset, but it's going to be discussed a little more. I think Laura Ingram has talked about it on her program this week. We'll talk with Dr. Khalil Habib about that. Hour three, Steve Doolin, friend of the program. Robert Verbruggen from National Review. There is this, it's not a groundswell, it's not the right term. There's this sort of media coverage and push this week to forgive student loan debt. This was a bad idea. I mean, lots of people have had it, but certainly Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, some of the far, far left wing of the Democratic Party have been pushing student loan debt forgiveness as a policy proposal. And Joe Biden earlier this week tweeted and said that we should do it. Robert Verbruggen will join us at hour three. Tell us why that is just a bad, bad idea. All of that coming up on today's program. Find more, of course, at stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. If you'd like to follow me, I encourage you to over at Twitter, at Scott Bertram. I just went past 40,000 tweets. I don't actually know if that's something to applaud, but it is a fact. At Scott Bertram on Twitter is where to find me. If you don't know who I am, and it's been, a month and a half since I filled in for Steve, new listeners all the time, but I am a frequent guest host for Steve Gruber here on the program. Spent the first 35 years of my life or so in Illinois. Grew up just outside the Chicago area, grew up in the Chicago area, just outside the city, went to college in Illinois, and then made it up here to Michigan 5 years ago to start working for Hillsdale College, this marvelous place in the southern central part of the state. hillsdale.edu for more on the college, hillsdale.edu. What I host, of course, I don't speak on behalf of the college, speaking, you know, for myself as a guest host. But here at the college, I am the general manager of the student radio station, WRFH, the award-winning radio station, college radio station of the year in Michigan in 2019. Also some national awards from a few college radio organizations. Very proud of our students and what they've gone on to do. We have a student working on a national radio show out of Washington, D.C. We have a student who is just wrapping up a stint at the RNC in the communications department, who was a great radio host for us here. So our students going on to do great things. I also lecture in the journalism department, which means I teach here at Hillsdale journalism, mostly radio related, teaching radio news this term. And you'll also find me all over the place. I host a podcast for the college called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which is also a weekend radio show on many of these fine radio stations across Michigan. You'll hear it over the weekend. This week's episode is just available. We talk with David Azarad from Hillsdale in D.C. about woke capitalism, Lucas Morrell, his book Lincoln and the American Founding, and then just a fabulously fun segment with Deidre Berzer, lecturer of history and rhetoric here on campus, as we take a deep dive into the world of Peter Pan. It's not all politics on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We take a step away sometimes. I also host the Hillsdale College Classical Education podcast for the school. And you can find me at National Review hosting Political Beats, which is a great little podcast, I think. Of course, I'm the host. We talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about politics at all, but about music and our guest's favorite band or artist, taking a deep dive through the catalog. And it's a fun show. Check out Political Beats wherever fine podcasts are found. You can also find me writing at National Review, The American Spectator, The Federalist, and elsewhere. As I often say, you simply can't turn around and not find something I'm involved with. That's why I was here at the studio until 10:30 last night and back here at 5 o'clock this morning. But I love it and wouldn't be doing anything else. People ask, what are your hobbies? What do you do? And I have to answer this. This is what I do. My job is my hobby. My hobby is my job. When I'm not doing my job, I'm doing my hobby, which kind of looks like my job, but actually isn't. It's all connected. Does that make sense? Sure it does. Coming up in just a second, got some audio. I don't know if you caught this yesterday. Kelly Stafford, the wife of Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, posting an Instagram post saying she's tired of living in a dictatorship in the state of Michigan. We'll play the audio. She, of course, was forced to apologize and walk it back. I have some thoughts about that as well. But we'll share that audio coming up in just a second. Kelly Stafford saying things that many of us across the state are saying. She, of course, has a larger footprint and megaphone, and that's why it's been picked up by all these organizations across the country. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Glad to be with you. Let's get going. Steve Gruber Show on this Friday.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice, based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.